Here we go. Okay, no worries. Lovely to see you all. I know some of you by appearance. So what I'll do is with this meditation session, we're supposed to go for 30 minutes. So what I'll do is I'll do this dark color meditation, which is very, very good for beginners. And I've mentioned this previously, but the reason what it actually involves is sitting in a darkened or semi-dark room, but you can give it a spin tonight, the lights aren't too strong. And what you do is dark or semi-dark room, close your eyes, and then you just gaze into that blackness, that darkness in the mind. And some people may think it's very, very sort of very light, sort of like very sort of weak, like kind of concentration, but because it draws your attention away from the physical body, from thoughts and feelings, it's quite effective. And I've done this from time to time, and it's one of the easiest meditations for raw beginners. You know, this is people just walking in off the street, or even people at the intermediate level whose minds might be very busy after work or after going to a rock concert and all this kind of stuff. So that can be a very, very good bridge to either the breathing meditation, Anapanasati, or walking meditation. So, and I knew a gentleman who's currently living in the Philippines. He might be possibly tuned in tonight, but he put me onto that years ago because he wasn't able to meditate for at least 5 or 6 years, but he found that particular technique just by accident, and it worked very, very well for him. And he's been doing it for years and years. And it's quite interesting. It can almost get a little bit, profound. It's because it's such a neutral concept. And then, so we'll do that for, we'll do that for at least, so you get a good feel for it. We'll do it for at least 10 minutes, and then we'll do the breathing meditation, and we'll focus on a fairly sharp point. We'll focus around the mouth, so you can feel the sensations around the mouth. You'll feel the breathing right on the edge of that area. And we'll do that for the remaining 20 minutes before I give the talk. So with the beginner's instructions, so just get yourself in a comfortable position with your back straight, your head upright and comfortable. And just make sure that there's nothing tied around the waist, around the wrist, the neck, around the knees. And make sure you can breathe fully into the abdomen. It's good to have one's legs crossed and one's hands together, because it draws the physical energy of the body inwards. You know, so if a person has their arms and legs all over the place, and you look at the strength of one's focus, or say concentration in loose terms, there's a big difference between having the body sort of spatially this way and then sort of sitting like this. Is something you can actually feel. So for those people who are aiming for good meditation, it's a point to watch out for. So what I want you to do now is just close your eyes and relax all the muscles in the face. Try to relax the physical body as much as possible. And what I want you to do is just gaze into the blackness. Just, you know, you don't have to strain your eyeballs or force one's attention. Just gaze very, very relaxed into that blackness, into that dark color in the mind, with one's eyes closed for the next 10 minutes. So as this meditation develops, just mentally relax and relax all the muscles in the physical body. If you have different thoughts or feelings coming up in the mind, just maintain that attitude of relaxation. Don't push them away or grab hold. Just allow them to float through the mind like clouds in the sky. As you focus on that darkness in the mind, just maintain that attitude of relaxation. Now we'll move on to the second meditation. So what I would like you to do now is focus on the feelings around the mouth. And when you do that, you'll feel the breathing on the edge of that area. And just breathe just very relaxed right into the base of the abdomen, and just focus specifically on the feelings, the sensations in that specific area with the breathing cycle. As you focus on the feelings around the mouth, just try to relax and sink into the meditation. If you find that you are still thinking excessively or you have strong emotions arising in the mind, it is a good idea to question those thoughts. Why are you thinking this way? Why are you feeling this way, because as you increase your understanding, your insight, knowledge of these mental states, you will see the mind relax and let go, at least to a small degree, because if insight is absent, it's very difficult for the mind to understand and let go. So one has to teach oneself. You know, the mind in itself only knows. It's just bare awareness. You know, you actually have to teach oneself, teach the mind, you know, what is good, what is not so good, what is wholesome, what is unwholesome. So you need to understand these states, because as you increase the understanding, the mind will release its grip and relax around these this phenomena, these moods, and you will see the mind gradually become more peaceful over time, so as the weeks and the months go by. So we're coming towards the end of the meditation. So just look closely at the mind and see if you can see any change, any improvement in the peacefulness of the mind. Because you know, different strokes for different folks, and each individual has to see what actually works for them in the short and long term. So I ring the gong 3 times and you can open your eyes when you're ready. There any questions on the meditation at all before we start the talk? Yep.
Nicholas. One where you're doing darkness, are you kind of like looking at the back of your eyelids, or are you actually picturing darkness?
It's more like the perception of darkness, like so the absence of light. And it could be, you know, as you know, that you can have a combination of both. Yeah, so like you, I mean, physically that's what you're doing. You're actually looking inside one's eyelids, but you're actually that experience, you're receiving that, interpreting that inside the mind. So you can still, even though you think, well, you know, my eyelids are just right there, so, you know, it's only like, we're only talking like maybe millimeters for sense contact, but as far as the mind goes, perceiving inside the mind, that you can actually gaze into that darkness. So the physical characteristics may appear to be quite shallow, but once you develop this practice, I mean, you can it's surprising just how profound it is. It's not like really, I mean, I've never done this continually for hours a day, years on end, but it's got some it's got some real potential to it. You can get yourself quite peaceful with this, even though it appears to be quite easy and light, user friendly. But you can take it, you know, quite a way.